Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
I have a question about this. A question that involves logic.
Well, isn't that special?
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
What's up, everybody? BC Dodge back once again, coming at you once again, just kind of pseudo live, but here I am. So there's something I want to, that's been kind of eating away at me, and I want to put this out there and I want to ask everybody, and again, email me, hit me up on Twitter, leave your comments down below, but it's totally related to Kavanaugh and the Me Too movement. I see a lot of stuff on Twitter. And it's these women that, you know, they want to speak up and they want to be heard. And I'm not against that. And I'm totally for it. And you should totally speak up and you should totally be heard. And your opinions are valid. And everything you say should be heard and documented. And, you know, just all of that. I'm a total supporter. So don't get me wrong. My question is, at what point can men jump in to support, to show favor, to show, I don't know, to just be like, go girl. When are we allowed to do that? I fear it, because for me, I don't want to be caught in a cycle of, oh, let me mansplain your problem to everybody else for you. Or I don't want to be hit with the, you know, we're strong women, we don't need your support kind of thing. Because it's true. I mean, you are strong women. You don't need our support. You don't need me to speak for you because, you know, you're totally capable of speaking for yourselves. You really are. And, but at the same time, if you're right and we're in support and if I'm in support and I believe you, I want to make I statements because I don't want anybody else going down this road with me. But if I'm in support and I believe you, when do I speak up? When is it okay to show support? How do I show that support? I'll like what you tweet. I'll retweet it. You know, I'll be like, you're right. You know, hashtag true story. But what is the proper way for me to support you? What is the proper way for me to agree with you? Because I know I kind of went over this a minute ago and I'm just repeating myself. But again, I don't want to get caught in this cycle of, you know, you're a man. We don't need men to speak for us. Because you're right. We don't. You don't need us to speak for you. You're strong women. You know, it's, and I know I said this just a minute ago, and again, I'm repeating myself. I don't want to mansplain. I don't want to mansplain, because if a woman comes and she's like, hey, I've got a problem and this is what happened to me and it needs to be addressed and it needs to be worked on and we need to fix this problem, then I don't want to mansplain it. So you're saying your problem is blah, 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 blah. Let me explain it, because that's not what I want to do. But at the same time, I want to support you. So how do we do that? What is the proper way to support Me Too as a white male? I mean, really, that's my question at the end of the day. As a white male, how do I support Me Too? How do I support sisters? How do I speak out and help amplify your voice? And I need to know that. So, you know, I see I'm almost at the 4-minute mark. So hit me up on Twitter, drop me an email, leave your comments down below, and let me know. Let me know, how do I support you? Show me so that I don't feel bad about myself while I'm accidentally mansplaining something. So I guess that's my big question for this video. So until next time, leave your comments, share this, and help me out. Help me out so that I can be more useful to you and the Me Too movement and stuff like that.
Now, they might as well change the plaque at the base of the Statue of Liberty to read, go the... back to Catania.
Could it be Satan?
I have a very low tolerance level for stupid bullshit.
I'm having chest pain.
Blow it out your...
Let's face it, we are a bunch of goofy...
Satan!
This has been a production of the Venn Network.